these constant revolts and the areas that the Acadians tried to control were not agricultural territories, as we saw in earlier periods of history, but they were important regions that provided access to major trade routes, especially metal. And so it seems that Sargon and his Akkadian dynasty wanted control of these trade routes more than the land itself. When these routes were cut off, the king would go back and try and open them up. So the fact that the Akkadians have to keep returning to areas that they supposedly controlled shows that they did not have a very strong governance system in place, or that local movements or independence was very deeply rooted. Remember, I discussed one of the problems we have with interpreting historical texts is that they always describe the ruler as completely controlling the enemy that he has taken on and leaving the enemy defeated, crushed. The cities are often described as being utterly destroyed. But when a ruler has to keep going back, as Sargon did, so here we have the first and most powerful military ruler in history that we can discuss in detail, even he has to keep going back to regions to try and dominate them and to prevent them from losing their control. Sargon was the first ruler to unite northern and southern Mesopotamia, and he set a precedent for his successors to establish regional control rather than control over just one or two cities and their lands. He further reinforced this power by placing his daughter in the position of high priestess at Ur, and perhaps even control of other cities. And this gave him critical support in southern Mesopotamia and also religious validation for his rule. At the end of his rule and during the reign of his successors, there are numerous indications of rebellion and unrest, and it shows the difficulty of any larger entity maintaining leadership over these fiercely independent city-states. Remember that each city believed it was the home of the gods, and that is one reason why I think it was so difficult for a king to establish control over multiple cities. They each had a long history, unless the ruler decided to create a new capital city, and a history that involved self-rule. And so as one man tries to break down this loyalty, it becomes very difficult. We'll see that Sargon's grandson, Naram-Sin, tried a new method of establishing control that also focused on religion. And since religion is the aspect of Mesopotamia that remains uniform throughout the entire period that we discuss, it would be a very effective tool for a ruler to use to try and shift those old alliances to a new way of thinking.